Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna of Oak Springs Chiropractic and Anytime Fitness. And now the news.
Welcome to your weekly health news podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. In a new study published in PLOS Medicine, children born to older fathers performed worse on IQ tests than children born to younger fathers. According to the authors, the results of the research was unexpectedly startling. Earlier studies had shown a higher incidence of schizophrenia and autism in children born to older dads, as well as lower nonverbal IQ tests. Interestingly, children born of older mothers actually performed better cognitively, but regardless of the mother's age, children whose fathers were 50 years old had lower test scores overall. According to a study out of Munich, Germany, and appearing in the journal Current Biology, daylight savings time, which about one quarter of the world's population is subjected to, has some unintended health consequences. According to the research, daylight savings time is associated with sleep disorders, restlessness, and shorter sleep duration. The research shows that in springtime, people's peak activity levels were more in tune with their body clocks than they are with the time clock. Previous studies have shown that there is a link between time change, heart attacks, suicides, and accidents. Daylight savings time has been promoted as a way to save energy, but this belief is questionable at best. And with the new evidence, you have to wonder, is an extra hour worth all the consequences? And when I come back, we'll take a look at whether mental fatigue can lead to physical fatigue, and whether those ads for exercise are actually making you more hungry.
Permanent health problems often result from simply treating symptoms without taking the time to address the underlying cause of the problem. That's why we so strongly recommend regular spine and nervous system evaluations, not just when symptoms develop. It's easier to maintain good health than it is to restore it once it's gone. Chiropractic is a safe and effective way to recover and maintain your health. If you want your family to be their healthiest, call Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna at 651-739-2500 and Anytime Fitness at 651-702-6500. Now back to the news.
According to a British study published in the Journal of Applied Physiology, mental exercise such as concentration, memory, and reaction speed has an actual effect on one's ability to perform physically. The study looked at a small group of men and women and had them perform specific mental activities and then ride a stationary bike. The more mentally fatigued they were, the more difficulty they had performing the physical activity. When measuring factors like heart rate and respiration rate, there was no physiological difference noted that would account for the fatigue other than mental exhaustion. It turns out that mental work in and of itself is a workout. And for our last story, 53 college students were asked to judge a series of posters from an exercise campaign, and then a series of posters with no exercise mentioned. After they reviewed the posters, they were given raisins and told they should rate the taste. According to the results published in the journal Obesity, when the college students looked at posters regarding exercise, they tended to eat more raisins than when looking at non-exercise related posters. Then in a second test, the participants were exposed to action words like active and go, words mostly associated with exercise. In this study, it was found that the action words also triggered their hunger, and they too ate more calories. It appears that if you're going to get hungrier thinking about exercise, you'd better start to exercise. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. While you might feel better prepared to stay up all night partying than to give up eating, that feeling will be relatively short-lived. Provided there is water, the average human could survive a month or 2 months without food, depending on their body fat and other factors. Sleep-deprived people, however, start experiencing radical personality and psychological changes after only a few sleepless days. The longest recorded time anyone has ever gone without sleep is 11 days, at the end of which the experimenter was awake but stumbled over words, hallucinated, and frequently forgot what he was doing. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week where I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna of Oak Springs Chiropractic and Anytime Fitness. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.